Public are invited to have say on shape of council borders. The public can have their say on how new councils in Oxfordshire could look. The existing councils are going to be scrapped and replaced with one, two or three unitary councils by 2028. This means that all services will be managed by each council rather than being split between a county and district council. The government has launched a consultation on three possible proposals for the county. It opened on Thursday and will close on March the 26th. One proposal is to create one council for the whole county, which is being backed by Oxfordshire County Council. Another is to create two councils with Oxford, Cherwell and West Oxfordshire joining to form Oxford and Shires Council, and South, Vale and West Berkshire joining to form Ridgeway Council. The final proposal is to create three councils with a Greater Oxford comprising of the city and its Greenbelt, with most of Cherwell and West Oxfordshire joining to form Northern Oxfordshire Council, and most of South Vale and West Berkshire forming Ridgeway Council. In a clip posted to Oxford City Council's social media, council leader Susan Brown said, "We support three councils because Blackbird Leas in Oxford, Henley-on-Thames and Chipping Norton are very different places. Three councils would mean local services could be tailored to local needs and give local residents a stronger say over how their council is run and better support our local economies, whether that's medical research, health and education in Oxford, or small businesses, manufacturing, motorsports and agricultural in rural Oxfordshire. Three councils would also allow us to build the homes that we need in Greater Oxford, which would enable people to live near their friends, families and workplaces, while also protecting rural Oxfordshire from overdevelopment and sprawling towns and villages. The leaders of the rural district councils, Cherwell, West Oxfordshire, South Oxfordshire and Vale of White Horse, are backing the two council option. The leader of Vale of White Horse District Council, Bethia Thomas, said, "The three unitary option would be devastating for Oxford, the Greenbelt and the surrounding area. The proposal isn't viable. All of the growth is planned for a heavily constrained Greenbelt, and it won't be long before all the developable land is used up and the city has to knock on its neighbouring council's doors asking for help to deliver housing. It's also disappointing to see that there isn't a credible model included in the three unitary proposal for the South and North councils." The leader of Cherwell District Council, David Hingley, added, "After carefully examining all three options, it is clear to me that the two unitary model offers the best future for our communities. It delivers stronger services, long-term financial stability, real value for money and the right balance between scale and local accountability. It creates councils that are big enough to be efficient but local enough to stay closely connected to the people and businesses they serve." Leader of Oxfordshire County Council Liz Leftman said, "One Oxfordshire offers a once-in-a-generation opportunity to build a stronger, fairer and more ambitious future for the county. It is the only proposal that fully meets government criteria with the scale, efficiency and resilience to save the most money and withstand future financial shocks, the stability to protect and improve critical services and the simplicity residents want. We will reduce duplication, protect our critical services and have the scale to focus and invest in prevention and early help, tackling inequalities and homelessness. By bringing together all the levers of local government into a single resilient authority, we can unlock the full potential of our people and places, drive innovation and deliver the high quality services our communities deserve. The government says it intends to make a decision on which option will go forward before their summer recess in July. Respondents can either take part in an online survey or write directly to government with their views." And there are three maps with the three different options.